Back to home plate comes Cody. The Chargers threatening here in the sixth. Their first base runner since the first inning when Zierden walked a man. Otherwise, he has shut him down. Still the sixth here. And strike three called. Nathan Ferris gets caught looking. A strike right on that inside part of the plate.
That was the beauty of a pitch, wasn't it?
So one out. And Jamie Ferris steps to the plate. Now Gordon Barton wants to talk with Jamie.
Nathan knew it. He tried to sell it by running down the first baseline.
That
was a beautiful pitch.
Now, Zierden thought he had strike three down on that breaking ball.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to tell Zierden Ferris here, he's got three pretty good hitters in a row here.
He does. Jamie Terrace is 0 for 2 today. Kyle Zierden ready at the plate, and Jamie Terrace takes a strike, 10-0-1. The ball's one strike. Zierden from the stretch. The left-hander delivers in a swing and a miss. Over the top of that pitch, strike two by Jamie Terrace. So Zierden ahead in the count, 0-2. The runners there leads. And Terrace lines it to right field. That's a base hit. It's going to score one. Here comes the throw. It's going to score two as the tag is safe. And with the throw to home plate, the runners end up at second and third.
Wow.
Boy, a bang-bang play at home plate as Brad Mergen took the cut. And he fired a strike yet to Cody Perret on the sliding Owen Meyer. And 3-2 as Jamie Terrace delivers the RBI single scoring two. Eric Terrace ends up a third. Just a base hit for Jamie Terrace. He went to second on the throw. Dale Schrader out of the dugout to talk with his team.
It's a good piece of hitting by Jamie Terrace. He took the pitch where it was thrown on the outside corner and not trying to do too much with it. Put it in play and got a couple runs score here for the Chargers. That's the thing with this, Randy. You know, you watch a lot of hitters. They got the big swings. They try to pull everything. You know, you got to hit it where it's pitched.
You do. So Eric Schoenberg up at the plate now. His team trailing by a run, 3-2. Runners in scoring position at second and third. Farming will bring the infield in on the grass against Eric Schoenberg. The pitch to Eric, a swing and a miss, strike one. Well, Eric Terrace started down that third base line like there was a squeeze on. Ethan Navarro coming with him, and then Eric Schoenberg swings at it, and you're going, oh. And a foul tip at the plate. Cody Perret takes that shot. Right off the arm, the way it looks.
Oh, fair arm action there, I think, huh?
You bet. You don't have any protection, usually, and that's the glove hand. Must have taken that right.
Maybe about this. Out the skin there in the arm.
In the bicep or somewhere in that area. So 0-2.
The backup catcher's warming up already.
Schoenberg back into the box. One out, two on.
Well, they got the infield in.
We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-2, Farming with the lead over Spring Hill. Kyle Zierden delivers, and Eric Schoenberg swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
Wow. Big pitch by Kyle.
And Austin Schoenberg to the plate. Austin's 0 for 2 today. Kyle Zierden delivers. Schoenberg a foul tip and strike one. One the count to Austin Schoenberg. Jordan delivers. Curveball. Sheinberg on the ground to third. Navarjill up with it. Ethan throws to first. 5-3 on the putout. And Spring Hill gets a couple here in the sixth. Two runs on four hits. There were no errors and two left on base. After six innings, it's Farming 3, Spring Hill 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, your hometown Senex store. Whether you're filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned, with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop it at QPC Store. And for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, we make our way to the top of the seventh inning. Eric Schmidt, Taylor Parade, Tyler Schrader will bat for Farming. 3-2 ball game. Tyler Bragelman, the draftee from Greenwald, has got a little run support here now. A one-run game. The first pitch to Schmidt. A strike called and 0-1. Schmidt drives it to center field right at Austin Sheinberg, who makes the catch for the out. Eric Schmidt's been hitting the ball hard today. One down and Taylor Foray to the plate. Taylor, 0-3. Sports decks are pretty popular today, aren't they? There's a lot of people up there.
Yes, there is.
Both sides. First pitch to Taylor, outside of ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Tyler Bragelman's pitch is followed back and out of play. The count 1-1. Just a reminder, those of you tuning in for the Rosary, which is normally scheduled at 6, you'll hear that between the end of this ball game and the beginning of the next ball game. So things go as planned, roughly right around that 6:15, 6:30 here today. For a foul out of play, that's close to somebody down on the roadway there. And the count at 1-2. One and two, Tyler Bragelman. Ready on the mound. The left-hander's pitch is high for a ball in 2-2. 2-2 the count. The kick, the pitch, and Parade follows that one off. Count stays 2-2. Two and two. 3-2 our score. Farming leads top of the seventh. Parade batting with one up. Bregman's pitch, and a swing and a miss. Parade's out on strikes.
I'm impressed with this Bragelman. He's been throwing really well. A little trouble early in this game, but he's settled down nicely and throwing strikes.
Tyler Schrader will come into the batter's box now. He is 0-3 so far today. And a ground ball to Terrace at second. Eric up with it. Dan pulls Eric Sheinberg off the bag and air on Terrace at second. So a two-out break for the Farming Flames will put Kyle Jordan back. Flames getting Dylan Ponick loose, too. Kyle Jordan, 1-for-3 today, a couple strikeouts, a base hit in his last at bat. And the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0.
Nathan thought he had that one, too. He just kind of held a glove for a little bit. No luck.
Our fourth ball game of the day, New Munich and Meyer Grove. That's coming up tonight here on KASM Radio. Here's Jared. Now, line drive to Eric Schoenberg at first, and that'll do it for the Flames in the seventh. No runs, no hits, an error, and one left on base. We played 6.5. It's Farming 3, Spring Hill 2. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 3 agents and 8 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs. Hello, dairy farmers. Are your fresh cows having any metabolic issues such as milk fever, ketosis, or retained placentas? If so, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with your issues. We offer free forage, urine pH, and blood testing to analyze your program and help ensure that your cows get off to a healthier, more productive start. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service a call at 837-5800. 837-5800. Good luck to all the area teams from Ecker Feed.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you as we can make our way to the bottom of the seventh inning. Anthony Reberman facing Kyle Jordan. And Reberman will take a ball inside, 1-0. So down, some defensive changes for Farming.
Craig Klein now will be taking over duties in right field for Aaron Eink. And Dylan Ponick will be playing left field in place of Eric Schmidt.
Anthony Reberman at the plate to count 1-1 to Anthony. Jordan's pitch and a swing and a miss. Strike 2, 1-2. 1-2. Jordan delivers and a fly ball to center field. Lots of room out there for Austin Arsenault. He'll make the catch. One out. Here's Carter Cheetah.
Designated hitter number 19, Carter Cheetah.
Carter Cheetah so far today, 0-for-2, couple ground balls to third. Kyle Jordan delivers. Here's a bunt down the third baseline and foul. And 0-1. The ball's 1-1. And a swing and a miss, strike 2. Now balls, 2 strikes to Carter Cheetah. Kyle Jordan kicks in, delivers, and Cheetah pops this one up over by first. In foul territory, Brad Mergen makes the catch for the out. Well, Ronnie and his group over at the barbershop in Richmond, they say hi. They're having a good time over at the barbershop in Richmond. So hi, Ronnie. From all of you guys, or to all of you guys at the barbershop.
Ronnie, the ringleader.
Yeah, he is the ringleader around that fire. Last we heard, the Cold Spring Rockies were leading Clear Lake 9-0. 9-0. That was the last we heard in that ball game. Haven't heard much more from 4C today other than Haynesville earlier today defeating Sacred Heart. Lastrup defeated Fort Ripley 5-4 in 8C. Brent Terrace at the plate. 1-2-3. He's down on strikes, and that'll do it for Spring Hill here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 7, Farming 3, Spring Hill 2. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
Shady's in New Munich has nightly specials, including Tuesday night is free fries with any burger. Wednesday night is 2 pounds of wings for $14. Thursday night, they have the Broasted Chicken Buffet. Friday night, they have $7 one-topping pizzas. It's Pool Tab Hour Tuesday through Friday from 5 until 7. Friday and Saturday night happy hour from 7 until 9. $2 beers and a DJ on Saturday nights. Don't forget about their annual corn boil. That'll be held Wednesday, August 22nd, serving corn on the cob, pork chops, baked potato, coleslaw, and dinner roll. All at Shady's New Munich.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Number 5, Cody.
Cody Perret will lead off the eighth inning for the Farming Flames. And, you know, Don, this is a 3-2 Farming lead in the eighth inning. Now it's crunch time. This is elimination time.
Yes, it is, Randy. And this is where you want to tack on some runs if you're farming. And if you don't, Spring Hill is a tough team to defeat. They are.
Cody Perret takes a strike from Tyler Bragelman in 0-1.
They like to manufacture runs, Spring Hill. They don't have the... quite the, at the top they used to have in that lineup, but they can manufacture runs quickly. So
you bet. Pitch low and away in the count, 1-1.
So Tyler Bragelman fares here yet. I think Spring Hill a little short on pitching right now.
1-1. Perret pops this one up over by the first base dugout. Eric Schoenberg giving chase, and that's just foul.
I gave a lot of fans some exercise. They were all moving around.
Made them move a little bit.
Yeah.
3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Farming. 2 runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors so far for Spring Hill. Perret batting, leading off the eighth inning. Cody is 3-for-3 today for the Flames. And he takes outside a ball and 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Tyler Bragelman kicks and delivers that pitch high, and the count full at 3-2. 3-2 the count. Brad Mergen on deck for Farming. And Perret will follow this one back and out of play. Three balls, two strikes. Ready on the mound is Tyler Bragelman. The lefty comes home, and Perret drills it into left field. 4-for-4 for Cody today. 4 base hits, and he starts things off for Farming, and now Gordon Barton out of the dugout for Spring Hill. Like we were saying, Don, this is a 2-inning ball game now.
Yes, it is.
You got to do what you can to preserve, like Spring Hill is down by a run.
I think that's going to be it for Tyler Bragelman.
And they do make a pitching change here. And let's see who's coming in. It's going to be Carter Cheetah. I think Cheetah was warming up. He threw yesterday.
Ooh.
And Cheetah, DH, is going to come into the ballgame. But no, they're going to bring Cheetah in at second, and they're going to put Eric Harris on the mound. Eric has done some pitching for Spring Hill this year. Now the home plate umpire says, hey, if you're going to throw, I want you on the mound. Eric was just throwing a little long toss.
Well,
you're taking a position. Yeah, you're taking a position player. And I know he only gives them so many pitches. But
so Cheetah stays in at second base now.
The DH is done.
Tyler Bragelman is out.
Rockies leading Clear Lake 9-4 after 5 innings.
second base, and then King Carter Cheetah.
So Cheetah goes into play second. Eric Terrace comes off of that second base bag. He'll do some relief pitching. The log, well, not totally complete on Tyler Bregman today. He is responsible for Cody Ferre, who now we have a pinch runner. Carter Kotzer is running for Ferre at first. So Carter Kotzer running for Ferre. Nathan Terrace having a word with Eric Terrace. And here comes Brad Mergen to the plate. Brad, so far today, 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Flames trying to add some insurance here in the eighth inning. Eric Terrace kicks and delivers. That's a bunt by Brad Mergen down the first base line and a good one. Eric Schoenberg will throw to Cheetah covering the bag and 3-4 in the put out there.
I'm trying to find Kotzer on the roster here.
Third base, the number 9.
Right there. Number 6.
There we go. Oh, 6. I was looking for 5.
So one out, the sacrifice in order. Kotzer ends up on second base, and here's Ethan Navarchil. With one out, Eric Terrace looks down to Nathan Terrace. And his pitch, a little squibber over on the third base side of the mound. Eric Terrace comes off of the mound to field, and he throws Ethan Navarchil on. Nice play by Eric Terrace.
Wow. That had to be done quickly, that one, because that was in no man's land again if he doesn't get to that quickly.
1-3 in the putout. And here comes Craig Klein. Pinch hitting he's in the ballgame now for Aaron Eich out in right field. Went in as a defensive replacement last inning. And Terrace's pitch, and Klein pops this one up in the infield. Cheetah over at second underneath it, makes the catch for the out, and that will do it for a Farming. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. We played 7.5. Farming 3, Spring Hill 2. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
It's a new era. The things you love about Falcon National Bank are getting even better. Stronger together. With 5 convenient branch locations, Falcon National Bank offers expanded products and services with greater efficiencies across all branches. Take advantage of mobile deposits, online banking, person-to-person transfers, consumer and commercial loans, SBA preferred lending status, and the best digital security available. It's a new era in community banking, and we think you'll like the differences at Falcon National Bank in St. Cloud, Foley, Ham Lake, Isanti, and Richmond. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Your dependable neighbor, coming to you from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkout. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
The right fielder, number 9, Owen Meyer.
Owen Meyer's going to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning for Spring Hill. It'll be Meyer, who's the number 9 hitter, and the top of the order in Eric Terrace, Nathan Terrace. First pitch from Kyle Dearden, inside for a ball, 1-0. There's a strike called in, 1-1. Got a text message from somebody wondering how many sets of brothers have made up the pitcher-catcher battery during this year's Region 15C tourney. Here's a ground ball to shortstop, Ray, a long throw across the diamond. 6-3 in the putout of Owen Meyer. Nice play again by Foray.
Pretty good question, isn't it? I've seen when the Lake Henry game, it'd be Jason and Shane.
Jason and Shane. That happened yesterday, too.
Yes,
Jason and Shane. Stanglers, Nick and Joe.
There you go. We got.
And then we have the Terrace boys, Eric and Nate. So we've come up with three sets of brothers, pitcher-catcher combo already. Nothing for Richmond.
Nothing for Meyer Grove.
Nothing for Meyer Grove.
Nothing for New Munich.
Well, yeah, we have the Stangler boys.
Yeah, Stangler, yeah. Okay. St. Martin, no.
We had cousins. Well, we did. We had Scott and Brian. We actually had brothers Scott and Brian.
There you go. That's four.
Eric tears at the plate. The count 0-2. He takes the ball outside and one ball, two strikes down to Eric.
So four out of the 18 so far.
Four out of the eight. And a ground ball under the knee of the glove of Zierden. The throw to first by Foray, not in time, and Eric Terrace is going to beat it out. Boy, that's a ball. If Kyle Zierden makes the play, you get an easy out, and he just couldn't come up with it.
Had a double clutch there at shortstop. He had the ball, and he had a double clutch at Foray did, and it was just enough time to give Eric Terrace that extra step.
Give him credit for a hit. Throw to first and Terrace back safely. Now he represents the tying run. Nathan Terrace comes to the plate. And Zierden's pitch. Very close. Ball one, a little bit high. 1-0 the count. Here's a ground ball past the diving. Morgan at first into right field. Terrace will go to third. Here comes the throw into the infield. And first and third for the Chargers. One out here in the eighth inning.
Not quite missed the cutoff man on that one, too, where things could have made a lot of difference there.
You bet. Dale Schrader popping out of the dugout to go have a word with his left-hander. As Jamie Terrace is the scheduled hitter, Brad Morgan is going to go to the dugout, and I don't know if Brad has a cut or something on his elbow, but he heads to the dugout. He left his glove lay. Wants to see a first aid kit. We actually saw Brad Morgan and Tyler Schrader right by that first aid kit last night. They both were using it. So I don't know if
the plays that he's been at first base over there today with the runners.
Yeah.
You can get a fingernail, you can get anything that'll touch
I think
open.
What happened that time, Don, is he dove.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I think
right.
He probably scraped up his arm. That Agerlohm, you can see that on his elbow there. He's bleeding. So they're going to wrap that elbow up a little bit. He laid the body out.
Let her run, right?
Got to look tough.
Well, what are we doing here?
I don't think they're going to make a pitching change, but they are going to just allow Morgan to do a little taping up on that injury. All right, so Brad Morgan's got a little tape on that. First and third for the Chargers. Eric Terrace over at third. At first, Nathan Terrace. This all comes on a great play by Taylor Foray to get the leadoff man, Owen Meyer. If he doesn't get Meyer, this looks even better for Spring Hill. 3-2, bottom of the eighth inning. One out, two on. Jamie Terrace so far today is 1-for-3. Brad Morgan holds Nate Terrace over at first. They would keep him close. Here's the pitch and a shot to third off of Navarjel into left field. That's going to score Eric Terrace and tie this one up at three.
Wow, that one was ripped.
Jamie Terrace came around and just ripped a shot.
Short half Navarjel, and he did not make that play. That was tough.
They're going to give him a hit. So Jamie Terrace gets the hit.
First baseman number 20, Eric Schoenberg.
And Eric Schoenberg up at the plate. Buckman beat Lastrup today in 8C, 7-3.
Eric wanted to...
Actually, 7-0.
Eric was asking the umpire, I think that hit me.
1-0 the count to Eric Schoenberg. He'll take outside a ball. And 2-0. Still only one out. Chargers threatening to take the lead here in the eighth. Here's Schoenberg popping it up. Shallow left center field. Taylor Ferre out on the grass and makes the catch. That was up in the air a long time, and Taylor was doing that waltz or poker or something at the end, wasn't he?
Like the Watusi.
So two outs. Here's Austin Schoenberg. Nathan Terrace at second. Jamie Terrace at first. And Zierden's pitch. Nice stop by Cody Ferre on a ball that's inside and in the dirt. He scooped that one up. 1-0 the count to Austin Schoenberg. He's 0-3. And a swing and a miss over the top of that curveball. Strike one. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Kyle Jordan delivers. Just a little inside and 2-1. Meyer Grove, New Munich. That game follows this one tonight here on KASM. Schoenberg follows it at the plate. The count at 2-2.
They got bad here for Austin Schoenberg. He put the ball in play or see if he can get something happening.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Jordan's pitch and fouled at the plate by Schoenberg. Boy, I swear he golfed that low.
Oh, no kidding.
But trying to protect the plate with those nasty curveballs from Kyle Jordan. Two balls, two strikes. And Jordan steps off the back of the pitching rubber. And now Cody Ferre is going to go out and have a word with his left-hander. 2-2 the count. So Ferre back to home plate. Austin Schoenberg in the box. Two on, two out. One run in. Tie ball game 3-3 as Schoenberg follows this to the backstop. 2-2, yep.
Tough battle here between Zierden and Schoenberg.
To kick the pitch. Strike three called. Austin Schoenberg gets caught looking. And that's going to end the Charger eighth inning. One run on three hits. No errors and two left on. After eight innings, Farming 3, Spring Hill 3. We'll be back in a minute here on KASM.
Kramer Lumber and Fabrell have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding panels, and trim, and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrell.
Fire Prevention Week kicks off Sunday, October 8th. The staff at Painesville Mutual and Grinnell Mutual want you to play it safe. Now is the perfect time to make sure your home is covered and you are prepared in the event of a fire. Check smoke alarm batteries and fire extinguishers, and make sure all family members know the plan in case of a fire. Prepare for the unexpected with quality home insurance. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual insurance provider. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming Baseball Field, one of our satisfied customers, and all the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competition, and refuse and recycling services from West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today, 1-800-246-7630.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
We make our way to the top of the ninth inning here at Schlaper Brothers Field. Mitchell Thielen will lead it off for the Farming Flames, followed by Dylan Ponick and Taylor Ferre at the top of the order. Mitchell Thielen so far today, 0 for 2, a couple fly balls to left field. A walk back in the second inning as Eric Karras delivers. Low for a ball, 1-0. Eric on in relief of starter Tyler Bragelman. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Farming. 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Spring Hill. Pitches high to Mitchell Thielen and 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. There's pitch and Thielen pops this up to shallow right field, coming in and making the catch is Owen Meyer for the first out.
Left fielder number 12, Dylan Ponick.
Dylan Ponick to the plate.
I think he was warming up before, too, a little bit, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He did throw in last night's ball game.
Taylor Ferre getting loose. He completed his warm-up pitches.
Ponick folds the Karras pitch to the backstop and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Eric Karras ready on the mound. He comes home and, boy, that's a nice pitch. Just missing inside, says the home plate umpire. And 1 ball, 1 strike. One-on-one. Karras pitches, and Ponick lines it down the left field line. That is a fair ball into the left field corner. Ponick takes the big turn at first. Here he comes to second. Slide safe at second with a double. Boy, that was a close play.
Well, he didn't think his shortest route around first base. Did he?
No.
And it went out to that second base area. Just about cost him.
So Ponick with a one-out double, and now the top of the order, and Taylor Ferre. Taylor makes his way to the plate. So far today, Taylor's 0 for 4 in the leadoff spot. Hit a couple balls pretty hard to center and right field. Eric Karras works from the stretch with Ponick at second. And Ferre takes outside a ball, 1-0.
This game will take on St. Martin at noon on Saturday.
That'll be our first game on Saturday.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, after our naps.
Yep. We'll get up, take a nap, then come.
Yeah. Ferre waits for the breaking ball and golfs it foul. And 1-1, that's a ball maybe Taylor should have let go. Way inside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Tyler Schrader on deck for Farming. This top two of the Farming order, 0 for 8. Here's a pickoff at second, and it hits by Jamie Terrace. Dylan Ponick goes back in head first. And the ball scoots by Jamie and into center field, but not far enough for Ponick to advance. Dale Schrader just checking on Dylan Ponick. He didn't have a real big lead. 1 ball, 1 strike. Ferre back in the box. Nathan Terrace throws down the sign for brother Eric. Kick the pitch. Breaking ball. That's upstairs, and it's going to hit Taylor Ferre in the forearm. And so first and second for the Flames with one out. And here comes Tyler Schrader to the plate.
The designated hitter, number 32, Tyler Schrader.
Schrader 0 for 4 today with Kyle Dearden on deck. 3-3 our score, top of the ninth inning. Eric Terrace delivers, and Schrader takes inside a ball, 1-0. Schrader back into the box. Nathan Terrace throwing down that sign again for Eric. The right-hander comes home. And Tyler Schrader back up the middle, and it gets through for a base hit. They're going to send Ponick. Is there going to be a play? The throw cut off by Shane Bergen, 4-3. Farming takes the lead here in the ninth inning. An RBI single for Tyler Schrader. And it'll bring Kyle Dearden to the plate.